Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
A secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah Vinny Secret Show for Tuesday, November 30th, 2021. Sarah, Vinny, Brennan, Nikki, we're all here. And
by the way, before we do anything, Nikki, someone had written in that they saw you in Disneyland.
Oh.
I think she's still setting
up. Sounds like she's having the time of her life. Okay, she's going to be with us in a second. I think she's still doing some stuff in the studio.
All right.
So you guys both had Disney vacations.
I don't know if she did or not. That's just because a texter said that doesn't mean she did.
Yeah, I know she was out of town, but I don't know that she was in Disneyland if she was.
I feel like she would have told us if she was going to Disneyland.
Well, we haven't talked to her in quite some time, I feel like it's been forever.
Well, and because we've been training up Alex and we had GMO that one day, like there's been a lot of stuff happening.
A lot of shuffling.
Not a lot of sitting down and just chit-chatting.
But people must have, I mean, if it's true, then they're quick to recognize her, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, it'd be interesting to find out if it happened or not. Nikki, there? She's still running around. She
should be with us in a second. So tell us about the last time you guys had drunken sex.
Oh, yeah. The drunken, crazy sex, Sarah. In the old house. That's the big house then, yeah?
Yeah, in our last house. I think we went out to sushi with some friends. And they over at Sushi Ron in Sausalito, ding, ding, shame.
Oh.
I've been there in years.
Good spot.
I get so horny every time I go there.
So good.
I know, it is delicious. It's friggin', or it was. I mean, maybe they've changed everything. I haven't been there in years.
No, I was there
it was
like 2 months ago. It's delicious.
You were?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you go there for? With whom?
With whom-men.
Oh, with whom-men.
And Chris and some of their folks. So it was a really nice
Oh, thanks
meal.
For inviting me. I fucking live 1 mile from there. Thanks a lot. Thanks for letting me know you were there.
I did let you know I was there.
What?
And I came to your house afterwards. Remember that? That was a day I think I ruined your 4 o'clock
thing. So you're telling me you went to lunch with all those luminaries, but I couldn't, not good enough to be invited to the lunch.
Whatever, dude. You know the whole damn story. Now you're acting like you don't know and you're surprised.
All right, now Nikki's here.
Oh, there she is. Right. Oh, yeah.
Were you guys able to hear me before?
Nope.
No.
No, we didn't hear you before.
Okay. Okay, whatever.
So, were you in Disneyland this last weekend?
Yes.
Are you not going to finish your Sushi Ron sex story, though?
I thought I was kind of hoping you guys
were
going to
Were you in Disneyland with a boyfriend?
What?
What?
Nailed it! Oh, my God, Vinny!
No, I was with family.
Uh-huh.
My cousin was there.
Yeah, uh-huh. And who else?
Some people, some friends.
Like who?
Uh-huh. So was Beefcake there?
Yeah, he just happened to be there.
Oh,
we just ran into each other.
Look at you.
Oh, my God. You guys are fully a thing. Well, that's great. Isn't it?
No, it is. It's just funny.
Is it, though?
It's just really funny how this whole thing worked
now,
out.
So wait a minute.
I never would have asked that question, Vinny. That was a stroke of fucking
Well,
brilliance.
Hold on, because I have some info from this texter. I wouldn't have even thought of it.
Oh.
So the texter said, I think Coco accidentally posted a picture of her at Disneyland with some guy that might have been Beefcake. And then she deleted it.
Oh, no. I can't even go look at it.
Okay, so this texter doesn't know how Instagram stories work.
So you put it on a story and let it sit for 24 hours?
Well, it wasn't a picture. It was just a picture of her tickets. It was a picture of tickets with hands. Just like holding the ticket.
Oh, so it was a man hand and a lady hand.
Yeah, that was it.
And from the hand, they were able to
I guess.
That's a serious new thing.
I did not confirm or deny anything.
Man hand and pillow hands.
Oh, my.
Man hands and pillow hands. What kind of nails you got on in it?
Those.
Big robin's egg blue ones?
What?
Oh, they're
Estelle
white.
Or something?
No, they're turquoise.
Oh, they are turquoise.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
All
So did you guys go for the day or you stay a weekend at Disney?
So I flew down Saturday.
Alone?
Yeah. Well, I worked Thanksgiving and I was working all week, basically.
Okay.
And then I was like, you know, I can
Where
use some.
Was that in LA or in that area? Or?
Oh, no. We're really going to get into this right now.
I was wondering.
Fuck yeah, we are.
Okay.
It's up to you.
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Here we go.
Okay, well, Sarah just laid it down. I mean, fuck yeah, we are. Is pretty
I
want to
hear all about it.
I was in New Mexico for work. And,
in New Mexico.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
And so I was there Wednesday through Friday working. And then Friday, I was like, yeah, I'm going to go to Disneyland and made it work and flew into.
Boo.
And then. You called up your boo. You flew in boo.
No, they were already there with friends. So I crashed.
Oh, so you didn't go with your family?
No. Well, no, I have cousins that work there. And then my cousin, one of my cousins is also a season pass holder.
That's funny.
So it just all worked out when I was there.
So you're saying you knew he was there.
Yeah.
And he was like, why don't you come and join us? Or did you go, hey, I'm going to come and join you. And he's all, okay.
Both.
Oh.
Yeah. So I flew in Saturday morning and then worked a little Monday and then drove back Monday.
So you had to work in LA on Monday?
Mm-hmm. I'm just a busy girl.
What's this fucking travel gig you've got here? Tell us something.
I'm an escort. Just kidding.
Oh, wow.
Oh, damn. That's how you get the big money.
Feel about that.
I mean, whatever brings the money in, right?
Sure. I mean, you know, right. Sex work is still work.
Yeah. I like how you said that.
Well, it is.
Yeah, my other job is college football for Fox Sports.
Oh, shit. That's great.
Shit.
Are you going to be flying around
working
a lot?
In New Mexico?
I've been.
Up the bomb there.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's huge. Congratulations.
Thanks. Well, now it's over, so.
Oh.
Season's over, so.
Yeah, that's
not. Never mind.
Thanks.
Kind of over.
Those like bowl games
they're bowl
and stuff?
Games.
And
yeah, but those
bowl games.
Those are bigger packages. I was just
the
floater.
Smaller package.
Yeah, I was just. Yeah. Yeah. These cans didn't make it to the big package.
I'm
that's
so
for
sorry.
Sure.
Yeah. What do you do? Are you were like a director of some kind, right?
An operation manager.
Okay.
Yeah. So make sure in charge of the TV compound in a way, making sure everybody followed COVID protocols and safety protocols, make sure they were fed.
Oh.
Basically making sure grown men weren't hangry was what I was doing.
Running the show over there, girl.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's so, pretty fucking exciting.
Yeah. So then
okay,
from
so
there.
Okay, then now it's Saturday and you show up at Disneyland and mm-hmm. what are your accommodations?
A hotel. Right down the street, actually. I've never seen a hotel at the corner of Disney, and then you just walk right in.
Yeah, that's not the interesting part.
I know. Yes, I stayed in a hotel room with him. In two separate beds, though. There was two different beds.
Yeah, but you only need one bed for the thing, you know.
For what thing?
The thing.
Yeah. The other bed is where you put your luggage. Hello.
Well, I flew in from New Mexico, COVID. It was like, I just need this bed.
What?
What does COVID have to do with this whole thing?
Nothing. Just, you know.
You're just saying shit.
Yeah.
You're just throwing
You're
random
just
shit out
there. You're fucking saying random words to throw us off the scent.
COVID, security charge.
All right,
yeah.
So we
TSA,
get the point. The point
thing.
Is
yeah.
You're fully together. You're fully doing it. Everything's worked out and we're happy for you. That's
yeah. And I think the more
Coco.
Questions we ask, the more she'll lie.
Yeah. She's a big liar. So
yeah, I am. You know, I got to keep that narrative going.
No, listen, Nikki, is he your boyfriend?
Yeah.
Are you his girlfriend?
Yeah.
So you guys had a conversation where you actually said, like, let's
yeah.
not do
it was
other
funny.
People.
It's funny telling people the story, though. I was like, oh, how'd you guys meet? It's like, this
well,
radio
his
show.
Mom wrote into a radio show that I do.
And they're always like, oh, okay.
Have you met his mom?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, this God. Whole there always means you've told this story to a lot of yeah. people.
What? What was that, Vinny?
You've told this cute,
oh, yeah.
meet cute
yeah.
to quite a few people.
Yeah. Yeah, because people don't really get it. Because it's what a lot of people are like, oh, dating app, like what app and stuff. And I was like, Sarah Vinny should have their own app, I guess.
We should, obviously. We're bringing people together. We bring love into the world.
Yeah.
These are matchmakers over here.
That's lovely. First of all, congratulations
on the job,
nailing down a man. No, I'm kidding about that. I mean, I think it's nice. I mean, I know that you've tried dating apps and all kinds of stuff, and I'm glad finally you came to Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my
your
God.
Surrogate Me mom and dad
Hazel is gonna be so wicked pissed,
jelly.
Oh, God.
I haven't told her that part yet.
So has he met your parents?
No, it's just been bad timing because I've been working on the weekends and then, you know, my sister's wedding and my mom's like, well, when can I meet him? I'm like, I don't know, mom, you're getting your uterus ripped out. So when's a good time for you? So,
right.
You know.
We'll work around your uterus removal schedule. Hey. Oh, shit. I just had a question. I can't think of it because I was caught up on the uterus removal.
afterwards?
So you've been seeing him. Please don't. I know you're just let it go. We don't have all day to do this show. We're half done.
Well, already. I came in late. I don't understand what the sushi, and I haven't been here for like, I feel like I haven't been here for the past 2 weeks.
I feel like that too.
So like,
Sarah
what's
said
happening?
Earlier today that she had drunken, crazy sex with her husband.
No, I didn't say it like that. Mm-hmm, Vinny told a story about sex. How sex it, with some drinks can actually be better. And I said, I can't even, they said, you guys do that drunk. Right. And I said, we are literally never drunk. I think the last time we had any drinks before we did it was in like when we lived at our old house a dozen years ago.
After Sushi Ron. So how was it? Better?
You don't want to talk anymore about beefcake?
No, we'll get back to beefcake.
Do you say, oh, I know my question.
Beefcake.
God.
Are we anywhere near the L word?
No. No.
Really?
No, that has not been said.
You're a liar.
No, that's no serious.
You don't say that soon, Sarah.
No. OFOC.
Everybody's different.
Yeah, I said that for years. I mean, it's a long time.
But you really like him.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's been working out. And, you know, with my crazy schedule, I'm like, oh, you're still here. You're still into this. Okay. So, which is good.
That's right. Because you really had to, fit him in and he had to fit you in.
From like the A's to this to then Fox.
I like it.
So it's been a lot.
So what's the, I suppose if you haven't even said I love you, we're not talking about like, let's find a place that we can both live in.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
No,
damn, Sarah. What is going on?
Jesus Christ. Let's move on.
Live an hour and a half away.
You know what? Read us a bad advice, please. You don't want to talk about your crazy drunken sex, and I don't want to talk about the L word or moving in together with Coco.
We're making Vinny uncomfortable.
Yeah, I know. Bad advice.
Vinny's like, I don't want to see anyone else go down that path.
I agree with you.
Get off that road to make a U-turn.
They just barely got together.
I haven't even done a bag drop yet.
Let's start with the bag drop.
I've never even done that.
Oh,
so.
A bag drop. I thought you said a backdrop. I'm like, what kind of backdrop do you guys put up for that? Are we talking green screen so things can get crazy? Oh, God. I have so many questions, but I know you'll lie about the answers. So. All right.
Probably true.
This is a secret show, bad advice.
All right.
And by the way, just to finish the Sushi Ron story, there's literally nothing to tell. We got drunk, we went home, we had sex on the floor in our bedroom. And that's it. Didn't even make it to
like
the bed.
Yesterday?
No.
Didn't even
like
make it to the bed.
A dozen years ago.
Oh.
Rug burn and all of it?
All of it.
Nice. Mm. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it was great.
So a good review.
Oh yeah. It was fine. What I remember of it, I was wasted.
Oh boy.
Pulled him in the room and pulled off his clothes.
Oh, that's exciting.
Give it to me now.
Oh, God. Now she sounds sarcastic.
No, I don't. That's me. Hey. Let's do this thing.
Hey. God.
Hey, it's time.
All right.
Do me, baby.
Go ahead.
Like so bad advice you were about to say.
This one's really, it's really fucking weird. I'm not even sure I totally understand it. Please, advice. Hello, please don't use my name. I've been married almost 25 years. When we were younger, we would have these long sex sessions with the help of drugs. I told my husband I wished not to do the drugs anymore for many reasons. We have kids, drugs are bad, so forth. As we've gotten older, he says, it's okay if it's once in a while and we do it when we're together. He never comes anymore, even with blue pills, but he still wants to have these party nights. Here's where it takes an even crazier turn. I've been diagnosed with cancer, and I told him I won't do it anymore, and he's mad at me. I held off and refused to do the drugs for over a year, which I was proud of myself, but even on a normal instance, he still can't come, and so I figure, why even have sex? But he says I'm a horrible wife if I don't do the drugs.
Whoa.
Please, please give me some advice.
What drugs could we be talking about? Are we talking about coke?
I'm thinking like ecstasy.
I'm thinking meth or ecstasy.
Yeah, I was thinking shrooms.
Shrooms?
Oh.
Oh, you don't have sex on shrooms, do you?
Cocaine, you can't feel anything.
You can have sex on shrooms.
Sex on shrooms, Coco?
Absolutely.
No, I just was thinking shrooms just because I don't know why that popped into my head. I'm sorry.
I've had sex on
you've
shrooms.
Had sex on mushrooms?
Yeah, absolutely.
How did you mushrooms in a scenario where there were people around that, like, dating and hanging out and...
Well, no, I had a girlfriend and, you know, I was doing drugs. And so one of the days it was shrooms. And
just one
I'm
of those
gonna do shrooms today.
She wasn't on shrooms, but I was on shrooms, and it was fantastic.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
She wasn't on shrooms.
She was not on shrooms.
So she was. Was she going like this with her arms so that they looked like they were?
Yeah, she was probably drinking. Yeah, it was great for me though. I had a great time.
So a psychedelic.
I think I only ever did psychedelics with dudes.
Mm.
That's pretty hot.
No, I mean, I didn't do dudes. I just mean I did a psychedelics with my buddies, and sex was never in the thought process at all.
That was the majority of my drug uses with dudes. Hanging out,
yeah,
you know, laughing my ass off
right.
For hours.
Right, partying, goofing
rooms.
Off, mm-hmm. Running around yeah. Outside.
Any of you guys want to fuck? I'm kind of horny.
No, never happened.
I mean, it's just, look, this is a shrooms thing. It's not, it doesn't mean anything.
It's only on shrooms.
It's only on shrooms. They just close our eyes and it'll be fun, right?
All right, well,
you guys
I don't
want to try
know.
That?
So the cancer, look, there's a lot going on here.
Right.
And I don't know what. I don't even know how to, you know, some stuff it's just funny to hear someone's story. This sounds like there's a lot more going on. First of all, when you get diagnosed with cancer, so let's start with the most gnarly thing of all the things you're saying here. When you get diagnosed with cancer, everything in your life takes a backseat.
Yes.
Or should.
It just does. It can't help but do that.
Right. That because cancer can kill you. And I don't mean, you should already know that. I'm not telling or
and just
saying
in the fight,
mean.
Your life is taken up by the things you have to do because you have cancer. Like you suddenly have a schedule of things you're going to be doing
right.
for this. I mean, and drugs seem like they'd be counterintuitive when you're.
Well, to me, look, if you know, I don't know, we don't know enough detail in
right.
any of these stories we get to truly help you through it. I mean, even the story about the one where the lady yelled at me yesterday or whatever, and I still think about the story itself, but we don't know if the derelict partner was actually a really nice person that always helped around the house and always did everything,
right.
You know, even though they didn't uh-huh. work for 5 years, was, you know, always had a breakfast ready for their boy before he mm-hmm. left for the, you know, like we don't
yeah,
know all the details.
Right, that's
in my
like
head,
this.
I'm thinking this dude's a derelict douchebag. Who's now become abusive?
Right.
Mm-hmm. What? So anyway, back to this story. As far as that goes, I can't say for sure, but if cancer was diagnosed in my life, everything takes a back seat. And as far as like my partner having demands on me, I think I would say you could put a pin in just about anything you're asking me for until I survive cancer.
Mm-hmm.
This is a story about a guy who is addicted to drugs and
yeah.
wants to keep doing drugs because mm-hmm. he's not coming and all he wants to do is have an excuse to do these drugs. Like, this guy just wants to do drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it that you have 25 years in with this guy and the two kids. This is not someone you should be with. You're trying to change your life. You went through cancer. He's mad at you because you had cancer so you wouldn't do the drugs with him anymore. This is so fucked up. This is a situation you need to exit. And I get it. It won't be easy, but
yeah,
this is a
sure.
fucking mess. Like this whole thing, it's just, look, you at one point in your life, you like to have some sex and do some drugs and recreationally speaking, okay. And then you didn't want to anymore. And he's non-functional. He doesn't even arrive anymore. Like, this is, he just wants to do drugs. And he's mad that you won't do them with him anymore.
Yep.
I'm out.
That's what it sounds
like.
On
this one. This is a punt situation.
Yeah, it really is. But, you know, it's not as easy as, it's not black and white, right?
Yeah, because I don't, we don't know enough of the details right. in order to, but I do think that at least in the short term, anybody that loves you, even a little bit, would accept that you have to fight cancer before yeah. you can deal with any
anything.
Other bullshit.
Anything. Yeah.
Please get off me about doing fucking drugs with you while I'm busy doing cancer drugs to get the cancer off of me.
And more importantly, get off me in general because you can't finish anymore anyway. And right. I've got to use every ounce of energy I've got to not die.
And right. I'm in the middle of this other fight over here. So if you could not be fighting me about the sex you aren't even good at anymore.
Yeah, I mean, the selfishness is profound.
That's what I was just about to say,
that
Vinny.
Person's got to back up.
Take a little chill pill.
Yeah. Freaking party nights? Get lost, dude. I'm fighting cancer.
Yeah.
I mean, say much
Coco,
more, but
your mom just went through it, right?
Yeah, and twice. And within a year. So
you clear the deck, right?
Yeah, she cleared the deck, and she's just, the minute she knew, like, oh, I have this going on, she just, I need to do this, and focus on myself. And she even knew, her coworkers even warned her, you'll see who your real friends are, which was shocking. She's like, what do you mean? She's like, because if you're not going to reach out, you're going to be focusing on yourself. So then your friends,
they have to make an effort
yeah.
to be there and
yes.
to be in your life.
Exactly.
And help you.
So you will see who will really be there to help you and take care of you. And this guy is selfish AF as yeah. fuck. So.
Yeah, you can say as fuck.
I know. I forgot. It's been a while.
Did you say as fuck?
As fuck. Yeah.
As fuck.
As fuck. You can be selfish as fuck.
Nice, Sarah.
Thanks.
You gotta get your mind out of the gutter.
You're right, I do. Oh my god, it must be the hole in Rihanna's pants I saw earlier today.
Yeah, when I saw that story, I was like, I don't like that one.
Ringo's. So, look, just quickly, by the way, you need to leave. That this guy, cut that cancer out of your life. That dude's a cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, Rihanna's ass cheeks.
Mm-hmm.
She's a designer. She's got, like, underwear and negligees and I don't know lingerie.
Well, she's also the
stuff.
One of the hottest chicks in the world.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So right. She doesn't need anybody modeling her assless pajama bottoms. She puts those on herself.
Mm-hmm. She sells it too. Yeah,
I don't know if there's some like Velcro piece of flannel that you can put over the hole. But
why would you do that?
That's pointless.
That's why would you what?
Because I have on flannel pajamas because I'm a little chilly.
That's I was thinking, like, what if
that's a draft?
Yeah, a breeze gets up there and it's like, ooh, yeah. You know.
So her hiney is mostly covered. Like the bottom half of the hiney is covered, and about halfway up the crack, there's a round, I don't know, 10-inch diameter opening that goes up to the waistband.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the point where entry could be made.
Right,
like she's
and that's
pre-breached
the
whole.
Let me just tell you,
hole.
When I saw that. I went, oh my God, someone figured it out. Look.
This is not a solution for anything.
Oh, it is. Trust me. Let me tell you something. You know how many times I've gotten into bed, and I don't want to name any names, Christina, but she gets into bed and she's like, I'm fucking freezing. Uh-huh. And you're like, Jesus. So we're going to lay here forever in our clothes to get warm.
Yeah.
Before we can start pulling clothes off and do it.
Right.
Rihanna figured it out. Keep your fucking pajamas on. I can bone you right through. Ah! Oh, wait. By the way,
Christina
hold on.
Christina just walked into
here.
The frame.
Back here. Wearing a parka in the house. Just
yeah.
so you know.
It's freezing. You probably don't let her turn the heat up.
Oh, yeah. Funny. I'm really keeping an eye on what she does with the temperature. Anyway. Hi, honey. I think that's genius. The whole keep your pajamas on. We can still do it. Easy access. I love it.
Oh, it's but it if it was supposed to be easy access, the hole would be significantly lower.
No, the hole's right where it needs to be. What are you
it's
crazy?
It's at the top of her crack.
Yeah, no, I think you know what he's getting at.
You can get there with those PJs.
It seems like a, you know, he's going to get a flannel.
Sarah, whatever it takes, whoever breaks.
Yeah.
All right, it doesn't fucking matter. What
Rihanna's
what
ass is involved.
Where the hole
We're
is, we'll figure
there.
It out.
All
I'm
right.
a guy
you know
for
what?
This motherfucker.
What do I, right, exactly.
Hey,
I don't
so
know.
Let me go back to something real quick before we get too far away from it or before we're done. Weirdly enough, I had a good friend whose son passed away not that long ago. His son OD'd on fentanyl.
Oh, no.
Yes. So it was one of those things where his son was a party guy and was, you know, and they dealt with it as best they could and tried to get him into rehabs. And the kid, you know, just hadn't gotten sober yet. It hadn't stuck. And this fentanyl stuff is killing people. Like, the numbers are ridiculous. Yeah. Okay. So weirdly, this is a person that I love, but I haven't seen him in 20 years or more. As soon as I saw the post about his boy, I reached out and I told him I'd like to call you when it's okay. And he said, please do, because no one is talking to us anymore. Oh, and I was like,
because you don't know what to say to that.
That's what it is. So when I got him on the phone and we talked, he was like, you can't believe how many people have stopped talking to us because they either don't know what to say or whatever. And I thought, how awful that even people who probably care about them are not talking to them because they don't know what to say or how to. And so I'm not saying this. I guess my point is, you're right. It's not necessarily that they're bad friends, but it is true, people do back off in part because they're scared and don't know what to say. So that's something that you say happened to your mom, Coco, and I don't doubt you know, this lady's dealing with that as well, but people don't know what to do or say.
That's exactly it. They don't know what to do or say, and then they don't want to be a nuisance and be like, oh, well, but sometimes
I didn't want to bother you. Yeah, you were sick, I didn't want to bother you. You lost a child.
But just send a card if you really, or just a text. And if they don't respond, then that's okay. It just means that they're busy.
Right.
So, or, you know, fighting cancer. So just give a little shout out, but you don't have to just disappear from their lives. So
I know the whole, it is really, really difficult. And sometimes if you're not a close, you like the person, but you're not a close friend, you feel like, I don't want to intrude on their pain, grief, sickness, whatever, what have you. That's wonderful that you reached out to him and talked to him. You know, I'm sure, you know, truthfully, someone posts something like that on Facebook, they are asking, please reach a hand out to us. We're drowning over here.
Right. Yeah, I don't think you're wrong about that. And I don't feel like I did anything special. But I do agree that I can see where people, and I didn't know what to say. I just went headfirst into it and said, fuck it. Whatever happens, happens. I don't have any answers for him. I can't make him feel better. But we talked about it in pretty plain English, and he told his story, and he's broken by it. Sad. And you know, cancer, that, like I said, you clear the deck. I imagine this lady needs to do that. And if her husband isn't willing to accept that as a legitimate
he's a fucking druggie, he's bad news.
There's no more of a legitimate reason to not have sex than that you have cancer. You know, I mean, if you're healthy and all life's good, after a couple months it's unacceptable. Your partners, you need to have sex. But if you've got cancer, I think that's a legitimate reason. That's, you know, what do they say, in death, sickness and in health?
Yep.
That's where you as a husband step up and be supportive.
I concur. Yeah. I mean, it's just, I hate this letter because I just feel like it's really sketchy on the details. And I'm just feeling like she's trapped in a situation with a monster. You know, my girlfriend got cancer and her husband was stealing her pain meds.
What?
Yeah. And she,
like, she was getting oxy for pain and he got addicted
well,
to
whatever
him.
Yeah, whatever. She, no, he was this is a guy who had problems,
like going into it. So
already.
So she's sort of holding the whole family together. And then she gets cancer. And she couldn't, she had to put herself first. She's got fucking cancer, you know? She's got all this, and they have three kids, all in, you know, little kids at the time. And he just could not have been further from helpful, you know, stealing her drugs and just all his true nature came out. And she fucking dumped him. And I'm sure it was probably a long time coming. Like, I don't know that mm-hmm. they were blissful before the cancer.
Yeah, if he was a drug addict before that, then she was probably already 1 foot out the door.
Well, she was definitely unwilling to care about other people's situations for
a bit
there.
You don't have the capacity to.
Right. No, and she was just like, you're out of here. Go away. This is where I live now, and I'm having cancer this whole time, and you're leaving. And now I see him. He looks like a homeless dude.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if he's homeless or not, but I see him around town from time to time, and John says he's run into him. John goes, I guess that he saw him at the Deuce.
Oh, boy.
And so he's sitting, you know, which is just the perfect place for this guy to be, right?
Right.
So they're sitting at the bar, and the guy comes up to him, and he goes, you and Sarah, I never got that. You know, like what's she doing with you? Yeah. And so he says that all the time. He's just like, God, I don't get it. What are you doing with me? that's like our little running joke.
He should have been like, well, Sarah will fuck anything.
Yeah. Yeah, she obviously has no taste. Sir, whose name I won't say. Yeah. Anyway, we went down a rabbit hole on that one.
Well, that was a serious one. I mean, yikes.
Wait till you hear the one I have for tomorrow.
Yikes.
Oh,
it's
man.
More gnarly than this one?
I actually think it's more gnarly. It's not. It's different than
this.
Different
kind of gnarly, yeah.
It's about herpes.
Oh.
But not in the way you think. It's
I
about
love
herpes.
Herpes stories.
Yeah, it's not a good one.
I love that. Stories.
Not a good one. Okay, that's going to do it for us. Thank you so much for listening to The Secret Show. If you miss any of them, they all drop as podcasts on Friday.
Oh, God, I'll take that one back. I know that.
I love herpes.
I didn't
stories.
Mean
stories.
Magic words.
Oh, sorry, the end.